while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Well, listen, it's wonderful, wonderful to be here with you all on this great day. God tells us to rejoice in it, right? And be glad, right? And, God tells us to rejoice in it and be glad. And it's on a day like this, of course, we've got good reason to rejoice with our sister, our daughter, our friend, granddaughter, mentor to a couple of people, cousin perhaps, Jasmine, on her induction as associate pastor of this church. Woo! You know, last year, this was supposed to take place last year, and then, you know, lockdown, and we were like, let's just do it. And I said, no, let's not do it. And we were, so it's great to be here. Is it just me or is it hot? I mean, this weather, is it hot, Jasmine? Jasmine's here saying, nah, it's not hot. Mummy says it's hot. This is the kind of weather she likes. You know, and many of you that know me know this is the kind of weather I do not like. I don't like this kind of weather. I'm not sure what happened to my prayer for mild weather. Because I did pray. I said, Lord, let's have mild weather on that day. And even though I feel like God didn't answer my prayer for mild weather, you know, even with this heat, God calls that we rejoice and we are glad. And, you know, life... And it's one of the contradictions of life, isn't it? You know, I'm hot and I'm really roasty toasty right now. And I feel, hot. And yet God asks me to rejoice anyway. And these are the contradictions that we're faced in with life. We're faced with dichotomies. We're faced with paradoxes. And today I have a sermon title. And the sermon title is Persisting in the Paradox. Persisting in the paradox. As you will know, a paradox is a statement or a problem that results in two contradicting answers, two contradicting viewpoints. In some ways, a paradox, with a paradox, one answer cancels out the other answer. So it's like if you take a card and on one side is a very well-known paradox. On one side of the card, it says, the statement on the other side is true. And then you turn it over, it says the statement on the other side is false. So that's one of the paradoxes. I have an example on screen. It's like saying statement B is true. And then in B, you say statement A is false. Because if B is true, that means A is false. But I know there are three of us. You know, I had in my mind, I thought, I'm going to explain it. And then, it hit me, you know, just in this actual moment that it's a paradox, you know. So please don't try to figure it. In fact, this one's one of the oldest known paradoxes. As I said, I've titled it, you know, Persisting in the Paradox. And I'm going to be addressing you, Pastor Jasmine. Are you used to that yet? Pastor Jasmine. One day, Daddy's going to address you as Pastor Jasmine. You have to check yourself. Listen, I remember the first time my dad called me Pastor. I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, what do I need to, you know? When your parent addresses you as Pastor, you're like, okay, what did I do wrong? Am I in the right place? And so some of what I'll be saying will be addressed to you, Jasmine. But I'll also be speaking to many of us here who are Christians, who are leaders, who are Christian leaders. And I want to draw out a couple of points or parallels or a paradox as I saw it from our text. So looking at Acts chapter 20 in the lead up to this, the text that Frank read earlier on, Paul was going through some stuff. He was going through all sorts of issues. In his ministry, things weren't all hunky-dory. It wasn't, all smiles and hallelujahs at this particular point. There were many people who were plotting against him. And I'm sure, most of them or many of them wished him dead. And he knew this. Yet he preached on. Yet he continued to minister to others. Yet he traveled because he knew he had to do the right thing. And so he pressed on to do so. There's a particular occasion while he was preaching in the early part of chapter 20, we read, the Bible says he kept on talking until midnight and he talked on and on. And there was a young man who dozed off and fell from the third story. And this guy had to be raised from the dead. Wow, what a sermon, eh? Well, imagine that in your ministry. Well, my prayer for you is that the Lord will anoint you with such power that even though, you know, you such power that you can raise people from the dead, hopefully you won't bore anyone to death with your sermons in the first place. So at the point that we come up to in this text, Paul is on his way to Jerusalem and he's writing to the people of Ephesus. And it's sort of a farewell letter. It's a goodbye letter because he has guessed or he has anticipated that he's never going to come back that way again, that he's not going to see them again. If you look at the content of the letter, if you look at what he writes there, there are two things I want to pull out that I want to commend to you, that I want to highlight, I suppose, that I see as somewhat paradoxical. And I want to commend them to you, Pastor Jasmine, for your ministry, both now and for the years to come. So number one, the point is you must always seek to be less and less hesitant. You must always seek to be less and less hesitant. In verse 20 of our text, Paul says, "You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful." I have not hesitated, he said. You see, he preached the gospel without hesitation. He knew the difficulties. He knew the challenges. Yet, he knew what was against him. He knew what the issues were. Yet, he didn't hesitate. He did not shirk. He did not shrink. He did not hold back. If you read beyond, he says it again in verse 27. And so I'm saying to you today, Jasmine, be less and less hesitant. Be bold, Jasmine. Be courageous. Put yourself out there. Let your convictions cause you to make the difference, to be the difference that the world needs. Call out wrongdoing. Don't hesitate to call it out. At the same time, don't hesitate to comfort those who are challenged. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for Christ. Declare the whole counsel of God without fear. Of course, I trust you're not going to go out there with some sort of Messiah complex. Thinking, you know, yeah, listen, even the Messiah didn't have a Messiah complex. A couple of you have heard me say this, you know, case in point, you know, Bartimaeus at the gate, beautiful. He wasn't the only one that needed healing. He was the only one that we know that got it. Okay, that one, we're not sure about the others. Let me tell you when I'm sure. At the cross, there was one here and one here. You know, he could have witnessed to the other guy. He could have changed his mind. Even the Messiah didn't have a Messiah complex. So, you know, have a Jasmine, have a Jesus, have a just do the right thing. Be that witness, the witness that says that Jesus is the way and he is the truth and he is the life and there is no other way to the Father except through him. Continue to be that witness. Be that one. Be less hesitant, not just out there in the marketplace, in the public square. Be less hesitant in private. Be less hesitant with family. Be less hesitant with friends. Be less hesitant, even with the people close to you, so that they may also see how you are living for the sake of Christ. Be less hesitant. But be less hesitant as you remain curious, as you remain courageous, pressing into the risk, because it's a risk, the risk of discovering who God has called you to be. Be less hesitant as you press into that risk, because you don't know what the future holds. You have to trust him for it. Be less and less hesitant as you pursue these purposes in your life and in the life of the people or the lives of the people God has called you to. So as I said, be less and less hesitant. Secondly, Jasmine, I want to charge you today. Be less and less evident. Don't just be less hesitant, be less evident. In verse 25 of our text, Paul says, "Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again." So be like that. Be less evident. Be transparent. Be more of Jesus, less of Jasmine. Follow, you know, John wrote, John in John 3, he says, he must become greater, I must become less. So become less evident in your walk, in your talk, in your choices, of course, in your sermons. Let us hear more and more of Jesus in everything that we know and see of you, and less of you, of your choices, your will. You know, Paul told the people in Galatia, he said, the life that he was living was not a life he was living for himself, but he was living a life for Christ. The life he was living is life, for, you know, is Christ's. Fair enough. You know, it was that sort of statement that led to him getting killed in the first place. And of course, listen, there are going to be times and seasons where you're just, I suppose, where you want to be recognized, you want to be acknowledged. You know, you've labored over something, you've slaved, you've worked hard, you've put in the time and the effort, and you want to be recognized, you want to be seen, to be noticed, to be assured, to be reassured. And that's human, and that's normal. And in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with that. But there's also the temptation to be more and more evident in what you're doing. And that's what you must resist. The temptation to be more and more evident, to show more of yourself. Don't succumb to that. Be less and less evident. And so that's my charge to you today. This induction, this commissioning today for the work of God is not about you. And I'm here to remind you of that. Get out of God's way. Look, you know, I say it a lot, don't I? You know, get over yourself. Sumi's raising her eyebrows. You know, get over yourself. It's not about you. You know, so remember to get out of God's way. You know, yes, of course, there are times that people are going to shower you with all sorts of compliments and words about how good you're doing. And the vast majority of people are going to be doing that to appreciate you, of course, you know. But as you become less and less evident, you begin to protect yourself. You know, those who appreciate you, great. But as you become less and less evident, you begin to protect yourself from those who are seeking to flatter you. Because trust me, as you become less and less evident, you also protect yourself from those who will seek to batter you. It's a protection strategy for your ministry and for your future. You know, as your pastor, of course, you know, I'll always, you know, you're always being my good books, right? Yeah, you know, yeah. I know why you're laughing. It's not, you know, I'm a great guy. You know, we've journeyed together nearly 6 years, and you know what to expect, okay? You know what to expect from me. Not everything I say is going to make you feel good. Yeah, but be less evident, because it's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, all for him. It's all in him, yeah. And so there we have it. There we have the two tensions in the first instance, or as I say, the paradox that I pull out from the text. On one hand, be less and less hesitant. On the other hand, be less and less evident. How can you be less hesitant and less evident? Well, that's what it means to persist in the paradox. That's what it means to be less hesitant and less evident. It's not about being less hesitant alone. It's not about being less evident alone. It's not about one side or the other. It's about both sides. It's not even about both sides one at a time. It's about both sides all the time. It's about both sides together, holding them in tension if need be. And the truth of it is, there will be times where you feel like this paradox is going to break you down. But I can assure you that the protection of this paradox will build you up. And on those days when you feel discouraged or disillusioned, you feel like you've had enough, I want to say to you, persist in the paradox. When you feel like you're hurt or you're overwhelmed, persist in the paradox. When you're struggling with a theological issue or a philosophical or a personal issue, persist in the paradox. When you feel like, yeah, you understand now, you get it, and things are working and it's going your way, and you know, things are happening and God's using you, and wow, great, hallelujah, still persist in the paradox. And even at those times when you feel like you've glimpsed, you've touched the deep mysteries of God persist in the paradox. You know, persisting in the paradox is what Paul refers to as being bound by the Spirit. I mean, being bound by the Spirit itself is a paradox, because the Spirit is there to give us liberty. In the Holy Spirit, we have liberty, but we are bound by the Spirit. But being bound to Him means we're not bound to our careers. We're not bound to applause. We're not bound to human appreciation. We're not bound to somebody saying, you know, patting us on the back. We're not bound to those things. We're not bound even to our own agendas. We're bound to something that's beyond ourselves. We're bound to something that's greater than ourselves. We're not held captive to things we've done in the past or things that we left undone. We're not held captive to the voices, the thoughts, the words in our heads, or the feelings in our hearts being bound to the Spirit. And that is who we become when we persist in the paradox. And so, Pastor Jasmine, I charge you today, be less and less hesitant, but also be less and less evident. Look, come on, by now you know, there's no trick, there's no formula, there's no button you press and it happens. It doesn't work like that. There's no method, because it's not something that we merely do. It is something we become. It's a who you are thing, not a what you do thing. It's the way of Jesus Christ. And so today, you must let it be your way. Let it be your truth, and let it be your life as you become more and more like Jesus.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.